Well, mark your calendar for February 18th. I know, it seems like a long way away. It won't be. It'll be here before you know it. There would be a pretty cool celebration, a Wyoming Winter Fest. But before we talk about that, let's talk about this grassroots collective. Individuals, organizations in the city of Wyoming getting together to put on this event with a goal of bringing neighborhoods together. Those involved in the house, John Shaner, good morning to you.
Hi, Shelley.
Morning, and to you, Rachel Verwise. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning.
John, what's going on? Good things are happening in 2017. You've asked a lot of partners to step up to the plate.
Yeah, it's really awesome. You know, one of the things that I've found working with the Salvation Army at the Kroc Center is that a lot of attention goes to things happening in Grand Rapids, but we've got a city of 70,000 people right next door that sometimes gets overlooked. And so when I was invited to be part of this collaborative, it was a really exciting opportunity to get together with people who had a heart for the community, who really wanted to put something together. And that was the spirit that Winterfest was born out of.
One Wyoming, a collaborative of schools, churches, businesses, governments, nonprofits, residents to improve the quality of life in our community. Talk about it, Rachel.
Thanks, Shelley. We are really excited about the relationships between institutions and grassroots leaders that have come out of One Wyoming Collaborative. It's a movement of people that have been pouring their lives really into the betterment and growth and health and vitality of Wyoming for a number of years. And over the last year, they've really leaned in and listened to residents. And last spring, through a survey we did through the community and the schools, we heard from residents that neighborhood was really important. And we wanted to empower neighborhood leaders to bring people together. And so that's what has come out of this collaborative, is a way through Wyoming Winterfest to bring neighbors together in their own neighborhoods.
It is, the collaborative is called One Wyoming, so that's cool. You've been meeting, it looks like, to get this party started. Has this been already in moving with One Wyoming one-on-one mentoring program? Has that already been successful?
Correct. So about 3 years ago, the school leaders in Wyoming through all four school districts came together along with churches and the city and nonprofits and said, how do we invest well into our youth? And that was the creation of a mentoring program in all the school districts that work collaboratively with one another. And there are over 300 mentors in all the schools through college students and elderly neighbors and superintendents themselves, business owners, all connecting with youth. And so that was one of the first initiatives that came out of One Wyoming. And we continue to grow because we're listening to the community and leaning into what they would like for community health and vitality.
So let's celebrate. On the 18th day of February, what's happening, John?
Well, you know, what happens this time of year in West Michigan? Obviously, it's been a little warmer lately, but normally we hole up in our houses. After the holidays, people just kind of tend to, hide for the rest of the winter. So the intent of Wyoming Winterfest is to get people out of the house, connect with their neighbors, and really we want this to kind of be part celebration, part resource fair. So we have all sorts of things. There are 7 sites across the city of Wyoming. We have a website that lists all the sites at onewyoming.com. Just click on the Wyoming Winterfest link. And it's really easy. Just show up at the site that's closest to you. The times are all different on that Saturday, and whatever's convenient for you, whatever's close to your home, come. We'll have giveaways. We'll have prizes. Metro Health has been amazing in stepping up to the plate and being part of this event, helping to provide resources. They'll have a presence at each site. Family Fair has donated food for each site, so there will be free food involved. I know that always draws people. So games, family activities, it's just going to be a lot of fun for the family and just hopefully get people connected in the winter.
And you representing the Salvation Army Kroc Center. That's cool.
And we are, again, a sponsor of that event, too. We will be at the Godwin Heights location providing some fitness classes and giving out some prizes and talking to people as well.
And the Wyoming Community Foundation, Rachel, looks like a strong supporter here.
Yes. So we were able, through the Wyoming Community Foundation, to get sponsorship so that we could provide each site with the resources to put on the event. And those members are going to be at the event as well. So we're really thrilled that they've come alongside us.
Throw out a couple more places that are opening their doors. John?
So the seven sites, we have Grace Bible College, Wyoming Junior High School, Vanguard Charter Academy, Community Church in Godwin Heights, the Dock and the Pier in Kelloggsville, Calvary Church in Wyoming. Did I miss one? Oh, Godfrey Lee Early Childhood Center. That's the seven.
Okay. All those are on your website. And as you mentioned, we have different times. I mean, Calvary Church, noon to three. Here's one, Grace Bible, 1 to 4. So know your plan, right, Rach?
Yeah. Check out the website. Go there. The details are there, the times. But really, there should be a location in your general area in Wyoming. We've spread them out across the city so we can connect with lots of different people.
It's called Wyoming Winterfest, bringing together organizations throughout the city. Is this unique? Are you borrowing this from another planet, or is this the brains are together to make sure that Wyoming is together?
Well, you know, we have learned from other communities around the country. We have a philosophy and a paradigm that we work from in recognizing the strengths in a community and the assets that exist there. And that is a way of doing community development that's done around the nation. Things like this are happening in places like California and the city of Riverside. But each city really designs their events and strategy according to their geography and context and location. And so, we know other cities have done this, but it's unique for Wyoming. And today we spoke with a neighborhood association leader, and he recognized this is a really new and innovative way for residents in Wyoming to come together.
So what happens like February 19th after the party is he's gone home?
Well, the idea is that this event is going to connect the people who come to the resources in the community. That was one thing that we heard through the community listening, was that people didn't necessarily know where to turn when they had a specific need. And so it's giving people access to those resources. And hopefully we see some people in the neighborhood who say, I can help to make my community better. I can do something. Like Rachel said, really investing in those assets that we know are there in the community, but maybe people just don't know where to turn to offer their help or where to find help. So just really kind of bringing people out and giving everybody some pride in building the city of Wyoming.
Awesome. Rachel, one more time on the details then. What is this Wyoming Winterfest and why should we be caring?
This is a great local community-driven event that will bring together families and neighbors and local leaders and restaurants and businesses, nonprofits, to have a day to celebrate in the middle of our gray winter, connect neighbors, and to create a movement forward of growing the health and vitality of neighborhoods in our whole city.
So Saturday, February 18th, onewyoming.com.
But still hold it if it's 50 degrees and sunny.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, John Shaner and Rachel Verwise. Verwise, this unique new event planned to celebrate the Wyoming community. Take care.